Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
The Panthers are back on the ice tonight against the Capitals. Daniil Tarasov is going to be in net for the Panthers, so no Sergei Bobrovsky. AJ Greer is supposed to be back for the Cats tonight. And so,
long before we start getting some of these guys back, some of the main guys.
The main guys?
Well, the only, I mean.
The only guy who's.
Kachuk in December?
The only guy who's close is Kachuk. I think Kulikov's out for a while. Gadjevich is out for 3 months. And then Barkey, they said 7 to 9 months. He thinks he's a cyborg and is going to come back in five. He's working out at a park. Everybody caught a shirtless Barkov at a Boca park because that's what Barkov does, apparently. He's doing his own thing, his own rehab, and I don't know when he's gonna be back though. I mean, he had a bad knee injury, but you know, he told Spo before, he was like, "I'm ditching these crutches. I'm coming back in 5 months," because he wants to be back for the Olympics,
right?
You know, but I'm not gonna tell Barkov no, but I don't know what his body says.
He can't tell his body not now.
I think he can tell his body whatever he wants. He's basically finished Wolverine, apparently.
I mean,
he's beating signs at the park.
Apparently so.
He's not beating nothing yet.
Relax. He hasn't beaten anything yet.
Like, why do people think just because you're walking means that you're coming back sooner?
I don't know.
It does not. Relax. Plus, again, what I've always said, when you have arthroscopic surgery, sometimes it's better than they previously thought, and sometimes it's worse. And there's different levels of knee injuries. So,
I don't know if he got arthroscopic, though. I don't know what he got.
No, yeah, they did. He did. If he has surgery, that's how they do it.
I thought arthroscopic was like a clean. What if there's a tear?
They fix everything.
Okay.
They put little.
That's a scientific term?
I guess. I'm just telling you, that's how they do everything now. It's less invasive. If they had to slash him open like they used to do in the old days, he definitely would be out a year.
Right. Well, we don't know. And they don't want to rule him out because he wants to come back, obviously. But if he and the rules are different because you can't do the rules they did last year with Kachuk. Like you can't just add on like they did. So if you wanted to use Barkov's entire salary, you're done with him. You can't use him for the rest of the year.
Right.
So. But I would guess Kachuk. I haven't heard much on Nosek. I don't know. I think Paul Maurice said today on Kachuk. Hold on. He said, this is from Jameson Olive. Paul Maurice on Kachuk and Barkov's rehab, quote, they're where they're supposed to be. He adds, hope is Kachuk will be able to get back on the ice and start phase two of his rehab in the next 2 weeks. So that's what it's been. I mean, most people have said December. So he'll be back on the ice probably start of the month, and then maybe by the end of the month they'll be back.
Right.
You know, I don't know how long that takes. As you said, groins are tricky. But this time groins, he actually got it fixed. He didn't just rehab.
Right. Right. So it's probably one of those situations where it's probably one of those situations where they repaired it. It's a matter of scar tissue, how it's healing, how he's strengthening all the other muscles around it. I've never had a groin injury that required surgery or seen anybody with a groin. The closest thing I've seen to that is when somebody had the sports hernia. Robert had the sports hernia.
Our knee expert has weighed in, Solana. Arthroscopic surgery for an ACL MCL tear, highly unlikely. If it's a 7 to 9 month timeline, which it was, it wasn't arthroscopic. He says, I'm a knee doctor.
Should we give him a minus one?
Yeah. Yes.
Don't call yourself a doctor.
I added that part.
Minus one to you, too.
Minus one.
It absolutely, show poniness. Every surgery that you have, whether it's shoulder or whatever, if they can do it arthroscopically, it helps with the recovery time. If they can't, if they have to be more invasive, then that takes a long time.
Are you saying invasive? Do you mean invasive? What's isn't evasive like away? Or is that elusive?
now I'm doing a show with it.
Minus one.
I almost cut.
For butchering English.
Encyclopedia. Don't worry, I'll be slow.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Plus one for being right.
So, can I ask a question? Do you listen to me to get some insight? Or do you listen to me to say,
that's not fair, dude.
Oh, he's going to mess this word up. Let me get ready. Because I sometimes wonder.
Well, you said it the first time, and then I was like, huh?
Kind of let it slide.
I think I saw somebody in the comments go, evasive? And I'm like, I don't think that's the right. Then you said invasive. It again, and I was
invasive.
I think he means invasive. In fairness, I let it slide the first time.
No.
I let it slide the first time. No. I gave you one. You know, I was like, it was like an eye poke in a UFC fight. I'm going to give you one. Next time, I'm taking a point.
All right. Anyway, so Solana is wrong. They can repair orthoscopically. If they have to cut you open.
Well, then you said arthroscopic. Is that mouth?
Arthroscopic.
Yeah.
Can we just stop this conversation?
Minus one for butchering English.
Any other words I messed up?
I like the way he says butchering English.
Semantic samurai.
So I wonder, you ever have a conversation with somebody and you look at them and you realize they're not with us?
I am with you, though. Really. I'm paying so much attention to the words that I'm making sure they're the correct words.
And if you're correcting me with words, what does that say about our
not
words?
Not much. Yeah. I'll admit, not much.
I know.
But
oh, my God. What are we doing? What have we done? Anyway. The more
words
invasive they have to be.
Words.
The longer it takes to heal.
Yes.
And depending on how severe the tear was, they could repair it orthoscopically. Mm-mm. Arthroscopically.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we take a break, huh?
Well, yeah, but might as well.
Just recalibrate, huh?
Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm not. I really feel bad.
Why are you so happy? Why are you so? I mean, look at him. The guy has. It's like Christmas. Like, what are we doing?
You made his day, Leroy. That's
really?
A good thing. That's a nice thing.
We got to, as Dade South says, we got to honker down this break.
It's a great week. It's a great week for words.
Minus one.
Maybe it's the
for
turkey.
Butchering English.
Maybe it's the turkey. Because
I did that a couple times earlier.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Miami Heat, they lose last night. Fourth quarter collapse against the Cleveland Cavaliers. That damn Kenny Atkinson, you'll rue the day, dude. You'll rue the day. Toes will have his revenge on you, Kenny Atkinson. Hyman Jovic, not great yesterday. It's okay. Norm Powell was good, but it was kind of the wheels were kind of already falling off
not
by the time he came back
to
the game.
Not a lot of trips to the foul line.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you got big baby Kenny Atkinson sitting there crying and whining to the league about calls, and then all of a sudden they're going to swallow their whistle.
How many 3-pointers did they shoot this game?
Less than they did last time because they were feeding the big fella Jared Allen.
Oh, my goodness.
They were going.
Khalil had a good game and couldn't stop him.
He had a good game. Yeah, Khalil did have a good game, but, you know, they'll look to bounce back tomorrow. They got the Knicks, and I don't know what's going on with Brunson. I don't know how bad that injury is. It was, the signs aren't great.
Was it ankle?
Ankle, yeah.
Ooh. High ankle sprain. Here it comes.
Seeing if there's any updates on it. There's nothing yet. But.
Do they play tonight?
No. Oof. Take a little look. It was a bad twist. It was about as he's driving. I think it was like 2 minutes left in the game or something like that. Not great. Not a great look. So, yeah.
Just a little tweak. That's a little tweak. That wasn't like, you know, sometimes we see the ankle like lay on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, the thing I'll tell you about feet, is you need to understand, there's a lot of bones and a lot of ligaments and a lot of tendons in your foot in the ankle area. So, it don't take much for something to go to where you're out for a minute. especially with something that violent. Still a violent move of that, you know, the ankle. But, hey, you know what? The Heat aren't going to play Jalen Brunson. They're going to play the New York Knicks. So beat the New York Knicks. Whoever they decide to put out there, that's you know.
Well, you hope that's the lesson that they learned yesterday, because I think the thing that's interesting is...
You didn't learn it. You'll do it again.
Okay. All right. I got to tell you something, dude. You want to know something? I'm not going to stand for this. That's not what my take was. My take wasn't chalk up the win, doesn't matter. That's not what I said.
Did you say take care of business?
You should take care of business.
Then is that not...
You should take care of business. You disagree?
No, all I'm saying is that you can't go out there like you're just supposed to win.
Of course.
When you take things for granted, that's regardless of who it is. How many times have the Heat won with eight guys on the team?
Look, the Pistons won last night without Cade Cunningham.
Right.
It happens. It happens
right.
In the league.
Okay, so why do you think it can't happen to you?
I didn't say that I didn't think it can't happen to me. Wasn't the point of my take. Never has been the point of my take. My point of it was you're sitting here prioritizing rest for your stars in November on the front end of a back-to-back when you haven't traveled all week. It's silly.
But the next game on the back-to-back is in New
York. It doesn't matter. It's November. It's NBA overkill at its finest.
Okay. Day one.
I know that, and it infuriates me that I got away with it.
Right.
Have you not felt my rage? That's why I'm mad at Kenny Atkinson.
Because
he got away with it, and he got away with his damn whining about the refs, too.
Which brings me back.
But it's not the same situation as Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson is legitimately hurt.
No, I know. But I don't, like, again, I never care who's out there.
Okay.
Huh?
Sure. Never.
No.
Never.
I don't.
I never cared.
I want my team to win.
Come on.
I want my team to win.
You never licked your chops at a... Ooh, we're taking on this team today?
I've lost a lot of those games. Licking my chops.
You must have won a licking the chops game, too.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you win some. But if ever you go out there, and this is with everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever go out there assuming... what's going to happen without putting the work and the effort in, you can get beat. Doesn't happen as much in college,
mm-hmm.
although it always seems to happen in November for the Canes, like about this time of year, every year. Normally in college, if you are that much more dominant, eventually the talent takes over.
Mm-hmm.
But in the NFL, look at what happened the last couple of weeks with – these crazy underdogs winning.
Yeah.
So.
I'll tell you one thing, guy who's out and it doesn't seem to matter is the damn OKC Thunder are winning like this. They don't even have Jalen Williams.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
He was at the end of the interview yesterday. You know how they do the interviews together? He goes, I still play basketball. Like, we don't need you, dude. We're 12-1.
And they don't look like. I mean, right now they look like they could just run over him. There's nobody in the league that can.
Doesn't seem like it.
It does not seem like. I don't care how good you think your team is or how much better. And they're all young.
Yep.
And, I mean, they got Holmgren, and he just, like, he can play whenever. I mean, they went to tank for what, 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah, about 2 years. 2-3 years.
And, yeah.
Taking out a bunch of draft picks and bad contracts.
Yep.
Chris Paul was there for a minute.
Yeah.
Chris Paul's not doing anything right now.
Whereas he's in...
He's with the Clippers.
The Clippers. Yeah.
Maybe he'll get some more PT now. No Bradley Beal. Done for the year.
Was Bradley Beal even playing?
He was. Not well.
He could have been down here.
But, so I don't think tomorrow's the same situation. Like, I think when the Heat say yesterday... get to him a little bit. I think you feel yourself a little bit. You know, you win a game and then you're like, oh, you're not going to play us, you know, and so you think you're going to walk through it. All right, lesson learned. The Knicks, like, all right, they're not going to have their best player, obviously, but they still got a bunch of really good players. I mean, you got Kat, right. You got OG, you got a bunch of guys. You got Mitchell Robinson's going to play in this game, I'd imagine. He's not hurt again, is he? he does get hurt a lot.
There's some guys that have it on him. I would just like, I think if this team in the last 3 years would have had a healthy team, it may have been somewhat different, right? The problem is the last 3 or 4 years, they've been plagued by injuries.
Yeah.
Eat, right?
Yeah, and even right now.
And so this year, just seeing with, you know, a lot of the youth and that stuff not really happening because you're young with the style that they play, yeah, it's fun.
Norman Powell's been amazing, though. There's no way that – I saw Kendrick Perkins made this point yesterday, and it's actually pretty – it was a pretty good about Lawrence Frank because everybody's talking about Nico Harrison, that the Clippers GM has kind of skated on all this. And he's kind of right because it's like you're sitting here, once again, Kawhi's missing a bunch of time. It's basically James Harden and everybody that they got over there. You lose Bradley Beal, and you just let this guy go for nothing.
Right.
And that's a pretty bad job. Now, it's not trading Luka.
It's not trading Luka. And this is one of those situations where it could bite you in the butt, but you could justify it, right? There's no way around the Luka thing.
Nope. Nope.
Especially when you got, you know, the guy you traded for him is sitting on the bench.
Luka
in street
was
clothes.
Luka was asked about this yesterday. That's what he said.
With Nico now gone, and you obviously have a lot of fans back in Dallas, is there a world in which you could ever see yourself playing for that franchise ever again, perhaps one day down the road?
Right now, I'm just focused on the Lakers, man. Like, there's no further comments.
I know what that
is a crazy question, right?
I know what that sounds like.
That's a crazy
Damage
question.
Damage is done.
He just got there. Think about coming back now that Nico's gone?
Would you please come back, Luka?
No.
LeBron did.
I think with Luka and – well, because how do you know – if everybody knows the owner had to approve it, then how do you know Luka doesn't have petty with the owner? And
I would,
just
he does.
Nico.
No, because if you even sniff that, oh, we didn't believe in giving you a contract extension, and he loses his money with the trade, like, yeah, he's not going back to Dallas.
Right.
You know, at least I don't think. You know, right. maybe.
I mean, they did screw him pretty good by letting him get his money.
Yeah, I mean, and he'll be fine.
He'll be fine, but what did it cost him? What, $60 million?
I think it was even more than that.
Even more than that?
Yeah, I think it was more than that. He was a guy. He would have gotten the richest contract of all time.
Yep.
And now it's like, I don't know. Look at, it ain't gonna be soon, dude. So sorry.
Right.
You know, enjoy Klay Thompson and Cooper Flagg.
I mean,
I really
would have liked to see a healthy Kyrie and him have another run at it. But in fairness, do you think he would have gotten the shape that he's in now if he was still in Dallas? It's hard to say because it's that time of his career where guys start getting their, you know, NBA bodies.
I don't know. I can't buy the body thing, dude. Like, I get
I'm not.
It.
Luka, I'm just saying.
Luka was a little portly, you know, but really? Like, it kind of felt like the guy just didn't like him.
Right.
And
you could tell by even when, like, ripping the beer out of his hand.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell this goes back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They're offering fans value deals like the $60 pizza deal for pizzas, chips, and waters, a $4 hot dog deal for hot dogs, popcorn, and drinks, grab-and-go stands on the 400 level. You also got $3 sodas, $8 beers, $3 snacks, and kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, and you also get souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For more information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com. Also want to remind you guys that Sports Talk on WQM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. All you gotta do, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right. Well, hard to play a game when nobody's here.
I'm here. Let's go.
Dan?
Huh?
I believe you.
I can do Figgy, too. First?
The first topic.
Gooseys. No Gooseys. We have
Mike McDaniel. Well, you don't know.
It doesn't matter. Is he talking?
Yes. He gave a lot of praise to Dan Quinn, who meant a lot to him in his life. Here's Mike McDaniel.
Dan Quinn holds a special place in my heart, in my career. You know, I think he was there at ground zero when I became sober and supported me and believed in me and gave me the opportunity to continue what I love to do. So for that, I'll be forever indebted to him. I think it speaks to the type of man he is and the type of leader he is that I know really he touches every player he coaches from a true, authentic standpoint. And, you know, I think the Commanders are very fortunate to have him.
Wow.
I know a lot of people that really like Dan Quinn.
Well,
like, I've heard that also about him being a good dude.
Well, I got the Gooseys. I mean, that's a great story.
Gooseys.
What's not to love about that? Dan Quinn sounds like an A-plus guy. Glad he stuck by Mike McDaniel in his lowest hour. You got the Gooseys or no Gooseys?
I do. I do. Gooseys. Because contrary to popular belief, when people that have some of these vices that get them in trouble, to hear stories of one person looking out for another person and helping them through it, maybe shines a little light at the end of the tunnel for them.
Jennifer, you got the Gooseys for Mike McDaniel. Did you hear any of the clip?
Apologize. No, I did not because I was
no. You better not
for Leroy.
Oh
wow!
What? Better not what? I literally went to the bathroom and minus you said Coke Zero, so I went deflecting. And I got you the Coke Zero. And I walked right back up.
I'm sorry, Leroy.
No, but I thought it was just a can.
No.
Dan, you got the Gooseys.
Bottles of
Gooseys.
Look, we all need help sometimes, and to talk about the times we need help helps everybody else out. So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
The way Mike McDaniel even said it was pretty succinct and nice, and I thought it was very eloquent.
Very succinct for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he didn't stutter. He didn't 17 ums.
From the heart.
It almost felt as if, though, he got a little soft spot, you know, for this man, which is a good thing.
It is a good thing. What else do we got, Jennifer?
Well, next we have Steve Kerr on Steph Curry.
Oh, all right.
Here he comes.
When you have the privilege of watching Steph for 11 plus years, like I have, you get used to this. And he's the reason this whole thing has happened. You know, he's our Tim Duncan. You know, he's the sun, you know, in our solar system.
Dude, I am... No goosebumps.
Why, dude?
I told you I'm a big Steph fan, a big Steve Kerr fan.
Who doesn't love Steph Curry?
He just called him the sun. Like, come on. Too much.
The solar system.
The solar system.
He is right. He is their Tim Duncan.
No, I was with him with that.
But the sun was too much. No
goosebumps.
And
solar system?
The sun in our solar system.
Yeah. Right.
Those are wild I know words. What
that means. Jimmy Butler is Uranus. Uranus.
That's great.
That's a point. Point for Leroy. That's so loud. Did you guys both press it at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah. Simultaneous points. That was a great job.
We're on the same page. Tobin, you're the sun in my universe.
That's adorable.
Hey, what is Draymond?
A black hole. Is somewhere in the solar system. They haven't identified it yet.
Galaxy?
Yeah. No, that's no, too much. You should appreciate. You'll probably say gooseies because you go too far, too.
I like it, but also no gooseies. I get it. You love Steph gooseies. Curry. You love Steph Curry, dude. You probably should love Steph Curry. Jennifer?
It was too much. I agree with Leroy.
Is this
no, he got too cute with it.
Yeah, he got too cute with it.
Dan Day?
I would say Goosey's so much because I really like what he was saying and I like the analogy that he made, but he's been doing this, like he said, for 11 years, so it's not like new territory. So for the fact that it's not something new and I've heard it before,
no Goosey's.
What else we got, Jennifer? What's number three?
Paul Feinbaum is leaving ESPN to run for Senate in Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. I've heard that. That wasn't...
Well, I got the Goosey's. That means Goosey's. I don't got to see him anymore. If that's true... I mean, I feel bad for Alabama. Oh. I'm sure they won't vote for him.
I don't.
But
like, I don't, like, that's a big step to, like, to think you're really loved to the point where now you think you can run for office. Is he running for state senate or?
I think he's running for Senate. I'm not sure.
U.S. Senate?
Let me see.
I'm not sure.
State Senate, I can understand. U.S.? You're gonna see, no, man.
Everybody knows they cheated like bandits. Everybody knows that this thing stinks to high heaven.
Man,
do you think he's gonna take calls?
I know what he sounds like.
U.S. Senate in Alabama. That's all it says here.
So it's Alabama Senate.
Yeah, you know she said U.S. Senate.
Oh, U.S. Senate.
I think
he's
running for the Senate.
Yeah, so he's trying to get up to Washington.
He's trying to get that 6-year term.
He wants one of those two.
That 6-year term, and I got to tell you,
does he take calls at the podium?
No, but I'm just saying.
They
seem to be making a lot of money in Washington.
You ever watch that C-SPAN? You ever see like those people, those loons who call into C-SPAN?
No.
Paul, hey! When we gonna get these manholes fixed here, Paul? Got potholes all over my neighborhood. When are we gonna do something? Roll Tide.
Man, that's a different level of just crazy. Well, here we go. They elected Tommy Tuberville.
Tommy Tuberville.
I saw that also. One second.
How's he related to Tommy Tuberville?
Tommy Tuberville. Yeah.
Man. But I got the Gooseys. If I don't got to see him on ESPN, I feel bad for Alabama. Gooseys for me.
No Gooseys. Don't take your fame and think you can run for U.S. Senate.
Yeah, so Tommy.
No
you ain't that famous.
Tommy is running for Alabama governor in 2026 elections.
Tommy Tuberville?
Yeah.
Wow.
Been low football.
I mean, but he wasn't. Was he that good at Alabama?
Couldn't Nick Saban?
Nick Saban could have.
He could be governor.
Nick Saban could be governor if he wanted to.
They all, but you know what? Every time I see him talk, he was, you know, and he was a coach, got a little crazy to him. Hmm? They like, you know, is it, maybe it's just where we're from in our area, you know, like Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas. They all got a little, even Louisiana, they all have like a, it's not like the rest of the country.
There's a certain level of crazy and corrupt we'll allow. We've actually kind of kind of wanted a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Is he liked? No, like, I think that's, like, obviously he's a very popular radio host. That's what I'm saying. I haven't really
heard
him. Like,
to think you're a popular guy in sports, to think you can then cross and go there?
But I'm just asking, just in general, like, obviously he's found an incredible niche with the SEC audience.
Is he popular anywhere outside the SEC?
But do they like him? Or do they just like that he gives them the calls?
I don't know, because most of the time he just says, go. And he just sits back. He don't go back and forth with him.
Genius.
Mm. Yep. Just let him rip. Let the callers do your work.
Listen to Game Day Uncensored post game.
Yes.
Hey. Now, see, we don't have that in us.
Only
like
after
we
Dolphins
have.
We
take calls, and sometimes we'll let them go. But sometimes there comes a point where we got to say something.
Well, the last time we took calls, like four of them cursed, so we had to.
Oh my goodness! Like bad by you callers. I mean, holy smokes! We had to clean the whole station down after that day of calls. But we knew it. We knew where it was going.
I knew you would go that way, Paul. You've always been a Crimson Tide homer. Wouldn't take care of Auburn.
So was Tommy a coach at Bama or Auburn?
Auburn.
He's the famous one that said, the only way they're going to get me out of Ole Miss is in an oak casket. 2 days later, I'm going to Auburn.
Incredible.
But so that's why he's a great politician.
Everybody knows they cheated like bandits.
Like so. so you could just, my goodness, what are we doing?
Schmeathen says.
Oh, you say, wait, you know it's going to be funny. Mm-hmm. What if he's on Nacho Libre next month?
Schmeathen says Tobin is Tommy Tubbyville. You know, Schmeathen.
Nah, that's not a good one.
Sometimes he's just like Jokic. You know, he's like, sometimes I just got to take the 90% layup, you know?
Right. Whoop,
whoop. Easy work for him.
Yep. So, yeah, all right.
Everybody knows they cheated like bandits. Everybody knows that this thing stinks to high heaven.
Jeez. I mean, good luck, Alabama.
So that was the Gooseys?
I don't know.
Let's not forget, Charles Barkley ran for governor of Alabama, too.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't remember
you
that.
Don't remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Dave South said it perfectly. SEC might be more corrupt than the Senate.
He's going to have to clean his act up to go to Congress?
Yeah.
Wow, Schmeathen went at it again.
Yeah.
He's lashing out because I didn't like his joke.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a child. If you don't give Schmeathen his praise, he lashes out at you.
Yeah. Wow. Man, grew with a love of sweets, maybe.
I did have a s'mores cookie that JFig gave me from the potluck. It was very good. It was very good.
When I offered the cookies, that was the one I wanted. But it's okay.
Can I tell you about shareables? So here's what happened.
Look, it was okay.
When I came in,
a friend of mine got it. It's fine.
I was going to offer Toba some chicken, right? So I brought a couple of extra pieces so that I could share. If you looked at the s'mores cookie and say, I really want a s'mores cookie, then you pack two. So that
it's fine.
You can share.
I don't like sprinkle cookies.
I don't like sprinkle nothing. I don't like sprinkle muffins.
That's for children.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a child's cookie. Those are the free cookies they give you at Publix, you know?
Yeah.
Those were always really nice to get.
Yeah, but the kids are stupid.
The free part or the cookie part?
Both.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes you're doing groceries and you kind of want a snack and there you go. But I'm not a kid, so.
There's any left?
I can't really get some, huh?
There's no s'mores ones left down there?
No idea.
No idea.
They were already packing up when I went to go get Leroy his soda.
Packing up? Where are they going?
I don't know. I also yelled at them because they said it was till 1 o'clock. Liars.
Hey.
Not even one yet.
Why I have to be thrown under the bus?
Because what was I doing downstairs getting your soda?
Again, because you didn't hear the last time when you asked me And I said, Coke Zero.
Okay. And then when I asked you when I left the bathroom, you said, yes, I would like. So I would still like some. So then I went and I got it.
Yeah, but
you're welcome.
I said, thank you. Wow. I think
I'm not complaining. I'm just stating where I was.
That's like a Spoelstra when he's trying not to get fined by the refs.
Yeah. You can't find me.
He goes, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying what happened. Can't find me, refs. Not like that Kenny Atkinson who sits here just crying and whining like a baby. Did he get fined? He should have gotten fined.
Who?
Atkinson.
Oh.
Instead they kowtowed to him.
You can't. They won.
Ridiculous. Scott Foster, you fool. What?
I think sometimes teams get caught up in the three. That's why I like Jaime. Jaime's not going to shoot many threes.
Mm-mm.
He's going to be aggressive to the hoop. And I love the way, man, they all seem to be very creative around the rim. Because when they go in there, they get the ball on the rim.
Listen, for 75% through the third quarter yesterday, it was cooking.
Then it was.
And all hell broke loose. And it was a very, very ugly fourth quarter. Did not enjoy watching it. It hurt. And I knew it was waiting for me. Ping! Right as soon as the game ended.
I got to tell you, I think I'm ready for Shador.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not – and here's how I would
– Stronghold by you 1 week.
No, I've been this way all year.
What do you mean? You've been talking about they know he's the – they know. No, he's
but I've been saying this all year. Like, I don't – like, I'm always going to go into a situation with the premise that – the organization wants to win. I've never seen an organization that go out of their way to sabotage, you know, because you end up losing more players than just the guys you're trying to get.
Dude, respectfully, the Browns don't exactly have a great run lately.
I know.
Ever since getting rid of Baker. So
I know.
I wouldn't exactly trust their judgment on this stuff. They gave $230 million to a guy guaranteed. He never plays.
I know. Barely.
Never.
Doesn't. Never. He's never. Done. He's going to be out of
his When's his contract up? How many
no,
more years?
They think he's going to return this year.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
What's the point? It's over.
What's the point?
Could you imagine?
I'm squeezing that turnip for juice. You never heard the saying?
Nope.
Can't get juice from a turnip?
Gotta take a break.
Is that a Southern saying, Dan?
Yes.
Okay.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.